Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Uncertainty by David Spiegelhalter is a practical guide to thinking clearly in a world where outcomes are never guaranteed. Written by a leading statistician known for making complex ideas accessible, the book explores how chance, incomplete information, and human judgment interact in everyday life. Rather than presenting uncertainty as a problem to eliminate, Spiegelhalter frames it as something to understand, measure, and work with. Readers are introduced to the core tools that underpin modern risk thinking, including probability, evidence assessment, and the interpretation of data in news, medicine, finance, and personal decisions. The tone is grounded and realistic. Uncertainty is not just a mathematical concept, but also a psychological experience shaped by fear, overconfidence, and the stories we tell ourselves. By combining statistical reasoning with real-world examples, the book aims to build better instincts for what can be known, what cannot, and how to act responsibly when the stakes are high and information is imperfect. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, uncertainty as a feature of life, not a flaw. A central theme of the book is that uncertainty is unavoidable, and pretending otherwise leads to poor decisions. Spiegelhalter distinguishes between different sources of uncertainty, including randomness in the world, limitations in measurement, and gaps in knowledge. This framing helps readers see why confident-sounding predictions can be misleading even when they come from experts. The book emphasizes calibrating expectations, learning to hold beliefs with appropriate strength, and updating them when new evidence appears. It also highlights how people often confuse the feeling of certainty with the presence of reliable information. By treating uncertainty as something that can be described and managed, readers can replace vague anxiety with structured thinking. This shift matters in daily life, from judging whether a medical test result is alarming to interpreting economic forecasts or sports predictions. The book also shows that acknowledging uncertainty is not the same as indecision. Instead, it supports clearer decisions by separating what is known, what is assumed, and what is unknown. The result is a more realistic relationship with the future, where planning includes contingencies and humility rather than false precision. Secondly, probability, risk, and the language of chance, Spiegelhalter focuses on how probability and risk are communicated, and how easily numbers can mislead when they are missing context. He unpacks differences between absolute risk and relative risk, why base rates matter, and how framing can change what people hear even when the underlying facts are the same. Readers are encouraged to translate claims into clearer forms, such as frequencies, comparisons, and ranges, to improve understanding. The book also explores what probability does and does not mean in real settings. Sometimes it summarizes long-run patterns, while other times it reflects a degree of belief based on limited evidence. This matters when interpreting weather forecasts, health risks, and rare events. Spiegelhalter also addresses common statistical misunderstandings, like treating a single probability as a promise, or assuming that small risks are automatically negligible. A practical takeaway is learning to ask better questions about risk statements, such as risk of what over what time period compared to what baseline, and how confident is the estimate. By improving risk literacy, readers can resist sensational headlines and make choices that match their values and tolerance for uncertainty. Thirdly, evidence, ignorance, and updating beliefs. Another key topic is how to reason when evidence is incomplete, conflicting, or noisy. Spiegelhalter discusses the difference between data and evidence, and why more data does not automatically produce more certainty. He emphasizes careful interpretation of studies, including the role of sampling, bias, confounding factors, and the limits of generalizing from one setting to another. A recurring message is the importance of updating beliefs when new information arrives, rather than clinging to first impressions. This naturally connects to Bayesian thinking as a mindset. Start with a prior view, incorporate new evidence, and end with a revised view that reflects both. The book also highlights how ignorance can be systematic, such as when we only observe outcomes that survive, get reported, or get measured. This can lead to overestimating success rates, underestimating uncertainty, and drawing confident conclusions from selective data. Readers gain tools for spotting when an apparent pattern may be a coincidence or a product of biased observation. The broader benefit is a disciplined approach to learning from experience, where being wrong becomes part of an honest feedback loop rather than a personal failure. Fourthly, luck, randomness, and the stories we tell. Spiegelhalter examines how humans naturally explain events through narratives, often mistaking luck for skill or seeing patterns in random variation. This is especially powerful in areas like investing, sports, business performance, and personal success stories, where outcomes can look meaningful even when chance plays a large role. the book explores regression to the mean and why extreme results often drift back toward average, a concept that helps explain why hot streaks cool off and why dramatic improvements sometimes fade. Readers are encouraged to separate outcome quality from decision quality. A good decision can have a bad outcome, and a bad decision can get lucky. This distinction is crucial for learning and accountability. The book also discusses how hindsight can create an illusion of inevitability, making past events seem easier to predict than they were. By recognizing these psychological tendencies, readers can become more cautious about attributing causality and more thoughtful about what lessons to draw from a single example. This topic ultimately supports better judgment, reducing overconfidence and helping people build systems that perform well across many uncertain situations. Lastly, making better decisions under uncertainty. The book ties its ideas together by focusing on practical decision-making. Spiegelhalter emphasizes choosing actions that are robust to uncertainty rather than optimizing for a single predicted future. This includes using ranges instead of point estimates, considering worst-case and best-case scenarios, and understanding trade-offs among competing goals. The book encourages readers to think in expected values and consequences while also accounting for human factors like risk tolerance, fairness, and ethical constraints. Communication is also central. Decisions improve when uncertainty is expressed clearly to others, whether in medicine, policy, or family choices. Spiegelhalter highlights the value of transparency about assumptions and of admitting what is not known, which builds trust and prevents false reassurance. Readers learn to distinguish risks they can influence from those they cannot, and to focus effort where it changes outcomes. The approach is not to eliminate uncertainty, but to use it. Uncertainty can motivate precaution, experimentation, and learning. By combining statistical ideas with common sense, the book offers a toolkit for navigating everyday decisions with greater calm, clarity, and resilience when outcomes depend on both choices and chance. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want to become more confident with numbers, claims, and forecasts without needing advanced mathematics. It is especially valuable for anyone who routinely encounters risk information, such as patients and caregivers interpreting medical advice, professionals working with data, leaders making strategic decisions, and citizens trying to make sense of news and policy debates. The benefit to everyday life is practical. You learn to recognize misleading framings, ask sharper questions, and make decisions that remain sensible even when the future is unclear. Instead of chasing certainty, the book helps you build better habits, like thinking in ranges, understanding trade-offs, and updating your beliefs as evidence changes. Compared to many popular statistics or decision books, Spiegelhalter stands out for balancing technical honesty with accessibility and for treating uncertainty as both a quantitative and human problem. The emphasis on clear communication, psychological pitfalls, and real-world interpretation makes the guidance widely usable, not limited to classroom examples. If you want a book that strengthens judgment, reduces panic around risk, and equips you to navigate luck and ignorance with humility, it is a strong purchase and a reliable reference you can return to. If you would like to support David Spiegelhalter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.